I'm Lauren. You know me as the Dole Whip girl, but I'm more than just a foodie. I am your one-stop shop for Disney dining, specialty snacks, fascinating Disney history, and more. As a mom of three, I love finding and trying all of the off-the-beaten-path activities. Basically, I am your roadmap to the parks and resorts, but especially Magic Kingdom.
Hi, I'm Jillian, former cast member turned Disney Vacation Club member. I always find time to relax on my Disney vacation, and it's my duty to make sure you do too.
Hey listeners, my name is Dawn and I'm your girl for all things Epcot, hotel points, and adult beverages. I can't wait to show you around the world in a day as your Disney travel agent.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Spill in the Teacups podcast. We are three travel planners that specialize in Disney vacations, and we're here to spill all things Disney. Today, we are back with our season two theme of dining, and we wanted to figure out how to break up all of the dining options on Walt Disney World property. So we are going to break it down by categories, as we've already published those episodes. And now we're going to break it down from parks. So then from our parks, we will do quick service and full service episodes. So this today is our Magic Kingdom full service episode, where we break down all of Magic Kingdom's full service dining. So what does that mean? These are sit down restaurants that preferably you make a reservation for. And let's discuss all things that are offered in Magic Kingdom. Lauren, kick us off.
Okay, so Be Our Guest, we've talked about before. This is one of, you know, one of the more popular restaurants in Magic Kingdom. It's located in Fantasyland. This is just like Belle, you're invited to sit down in the Beast Castle, tie your napkin around your neck, and put the service to the test. This is a French and American cuisine inspired menu. Don't forget to try the gray stuff. It's delicious. This is a prefix menu and they are available for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It does take two dining credits because it's technically also a character dining meal. You will see the Beast, but no touching, no photo ops with him. You could take pictures as he walks by. There's three different dining rooms. One is like the big, help me out here.
The grand hall, like
grand
the
hall.
Ballroom.
Yeah,
like ballroom.
Yeah, where they dance at the end. And the windows actually like make it snow inside, which is super cool. And then they have the West Wing, where they that's the West Wing, right? With the big scratch across his face on the painting and the rose. It's super dark in there. And then like the other side is like regular elaborate
kind of like
dining.
Belle's room, it reminds me of. So it has all like girly Belle things in there.
Yeah, like lots of wood molding.
Yeah.
But I have not eaten in the library, and I wish I have, because I feel like the ballroom is really loud and the other room is just like kind of boring.
I don't know, because I've eaten there twice and it is also loud because it's like thundering and kind
yeah.
of, and it's dark. I mean, I'm like, my dad had to like use his phone to read his menu. But I mean, it's thematic.
Yeah, it's definitely
worth. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, you do sometimes. I did go there one time and the Beast was taking photos, but it was like a side room and there was a line and we had to like wait and one by one took photos. So I do have pictures with him, but I never saw that the next time I went there. He just walked around and you couldn't take pictures besides of him walking and then him walking out. I don't know if it's like a special thing or not.
I think they like stopped that after COVID and now he just walks through. So hopefully they'll bring that back at some point.
Yeah. Because
that was like the best. I mean, you're paying for a character dining meal and you're also using two dining credits off the Disney dining plan. Why wouldn't you get a picture with him? I think that would be way better. The best thing on the menu is the French onion soup. They have so much in that French onion soup and they serve liquor. So this is like a big one because a lot of parents, I have so many clients that are in Magic Kingdom day one and they're like, what places serve liquor around here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're in the wrong park, kiddo. And then they're like, what? So I think that's good to note that if you want to sit down and have some wine at dinner, Be Our Guest is one of them. The next one is another one we talk about all the time. It's Tony's Town Square. said it before, I'll say it again. It's a hidden gem. It's located on Main Street. It has the best people watching. You can watch the parade from their little screened in port, glassed in porch, I guess. You could, it's like a Florida room. It's a hidden gem, I think. It's Lady and Tramp themed. It's Italian style or Italian food. They have delicious pastas. I think the salads are awesome. The appetizers are so good. This is, Dawn and I always post pictures of those like foot long mozzarella sticks and the garlic bread that you dip in the Alfredo sauce. So good. Some people will snub their nose at this restaurant because it gets bad reviews online. But one, it just went through a renovation and like a new menu update. And two, they don't know what they're talking about. It's really good. And this is one dining credit. It is gaining popularity. Reservations are fairly easy to get, and you could probably get a walk-up wait list on their walk-up wait list. It's usually like 10 to 15 minutes, but it is gaining popularity. So maybe book this ahead for sure. Not maybe, do it. And I didn't mention that with Be Our Guest, but that's something you're definitely going to want to book ahead of time at your 60-day window. The next one is the Jungle Navigation Co., aka Skipper Canteen. This is located in Adventureland, and this is where you'll get your last meal or your like embarking meal before you go on the jungle cruise. And the same like wacky tour guides that are guiding your doomed cruise are also visiting you and hosting your meal at the Jungle Skipper Canteen. This is African, South American, Asian style food. It's one dining credit. They have three dining rooms, so there's usually a lot of availability. They did just redo this menu too. It's very good. And you can get a Dole Whip after right at Aloha Isle because it's like right there.
Right there. I always thought it was like that. Now, again, it's been a while since I've eaten there, but it's an eclectic menu. Like it was kind of like things were kind of all over the place when I ate there. So I'm happy to see that they have revamped the menu.
Yeah, it reminds things.
Yeah, and I think, Dawn, I think you would like it because it reminds me a bit of Yak and Yeti, where it's just like just different cuisine that you could get all over the park. You know, you can get the same kind of thing over and over again in a lot of these restaurants. And this is one that's a little bit unique. So I feel like this, you know, if you just want a little flair, this is where you go. But go in the other
Yeti.
But go around go through Frontierland to get there, because if you go through the Adventureland entrance to get into there, you're going to stop at that red cart and get the spring rolls, then you're going to be full for your meal.
Facts.
Yeah. I'm like drawing a menu.
Next up, we have Cinderella's Royal Table. This is located inside the castle, and this is one of the most magical and difficult reservations to obtain. So use a travel agent. We will get up and we will book that for you bright and early, because this one goes by super, super, super fast. You need to be on there to book this. So dining at Cinderella's Royal Table is a free prefixed menu. You get to choose one option from each section. It's typically for lunch and dinner. It is an appetizer, which always get the soup of the day. That is delicious. Me and my husband always get that. Then you get to pick an entree, and then you get a dessert. For breakfast, I know they come out with like a bunch of pastries, and then you get to pick, it's all, you know, bacon, eggs, that kind of basic breakfast menu. With this, they do serve beer and wine at this location. So good to know for everyone that wants a nice mimosa or champagne or just want a beverage because their kids are driving them nuts. So with this too, guests are welcome into the royal chambers to meet with Cindy herself. After that, your fairy godmother will escort you up the elevator. Either the elevator or you can walk upstairs, I believe, too. You think you could pick one or the other? Because I think I picked the stairs to try to see if there was anything cool that was happening up there.
Yeah, you're right. But, yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted to see if they had like any windows. As I know, sidebar, like Disneyland, you can go inside that castle. And there's a lot of like cool stuff on the side. So that's why I wanted to take the stairs if you can. But if not, they do have the elevator. So when you walk in there, it is just full of glass, beautiful stained windows. It is gorgeous. You get to meet Cinderella. There's multiple princesses there as well. So I think do they change it up all the time? Because every time I went, it was kind of more during COVID and it was only Cinderella herself walking around. So do they change the princesses or is it the same ones that are there?
Yeah, they change them out. It's usually like Jasmine Cinderella, I think Ariel, and it used to be Aurora, and then it was Snow White. And I think the last time my client was there, they said that, oh my gosh, I do this every time, Merida. I always want to say Meridian Health every single time. She was there. So they definitely change out the princesses. I think they're trying to like swap in some more.
I've even seen them before where like the evil stepsisters are hanging out too.
Oh yeah. Heard that.
So Brandon would be the best one to ask on this, but my hunch is whatever cast members they have available,
you want to see princesses, you're going to want to go to this because you will see them. So this is an American cuisine. The cool thing about this too is children are given swords and wishing stars to really immerse themselves in the magic. This is a 2-table service credit. So you want to remember that if you're on the dining plan that you're going to have to use 2 credits for this experience. Also, a credit card is required. So you prepay for this. So it's already paid before you even get there, which, like I said, I like that kind of because I mean, it's already paid for, you don't have to worry about it. It was paid 60 days ago or whenever. So you can cancel this up to 2 hours and you will get a full refund of your money back. But make sure it's before those 2 hours or you will not be getting the refund. They're actually pretty good. The one time we went there, we were like very late and they accommodated us. We were supposed to be there for breakfast and we showed up at lunch and they were awesome about it. I don't recommend it, but you want to. It's an expensive
one. You definitely go lucky.
I think it's that time with Rich and Jono might have been with us.
Last time Leah was there, she's like, hey, can I just switch it like 15 minutes earlier? And they were like, they like looked at her like she had 10 heads. So you
We got very, very, very lucky. So I don't recommend that. So if you don't think you're going to make it, make sure you set that alarm for the 2 hours before and cancel that reservation so you can get your full refund back. What else do we have?
Fireworks. So they rope them off.
Oh, yes.
You didn't mention that.
Mm-hmm. So this is the main thing you want to think about is that it's typically 8 o'clock is when the fireworks go off, but they will rope off 20 minutes before showtime. They'll start roping it off and they won't let you out. So if the fireworks are 8 o'clock, I definitely recommend getting out of there by 7:30 just so you can make it out in time to see the full fireworks show. I don't know if I would want to cut it close to like that actual 20 minutes. If I'm going to go there and the fireworks are at 8, I'm probably going to want to do like a 5 o'clock dinner just so I'm out in time. I'm not worrying about that.
That's good to know.
Just keep that in mind when you're booking there. The next one is the Plaza Restaurant. This menu is American fare, known mostly for their sandwiches. They do have burgers and salads. And we went there one time with Chelsea and Carl, and like Carl and Bill got the meatloaf. They have meatloaf and then the rest is burgers and like sandwiches and salads. So random. This is located right on Main Street, USA. So it's super convenient. This is a 1-table service credit. It's a very, very easy reservation to get. And they do serve beer and wine at this location as well. Just so you know that.
Dawn, I've never eaten in there. Would you waste a dining credit on it? Because I've never eaten there. So my take was like, I wouldn't waste a sit down dining credit on it.
I wasn't wowed by it, but like if it's there, it's in a good location.
If you want like
it is easy... all like glass in there, uh-huh. So that's pretty cool. But the menu is very basic.
I get the Plaza and Tony's mixed up. Which one is by like the ice cream place?
That's the Plaza.
Plaza's on the corner on the right.
Like on the corner. The yep, yeah. It's on the corner. Yeah. Okay. Tony's that's right. Where
next door, you meet Mickey.
Mickey. Yes. Okay. Awesome. So yeah. The Plaza.
So we went
like,
there the one time and I wasn't like, I'm happy well, we tried
it's
it.
It's like
out,
basic American fare. Like
yes.
Chicken strips, burger, basic.
Nothing crazy.
Meatloaf. Yeah. Easy. Meatloaf. Yeah.
So random.
And then our character dining.
Yes, we have the Crystal Palace. This is the gorgeous building right off of Main Street, USA. And you're turning left to head towards Adventureland. So it's tucked behind Casey's Corner. Made to look like a real England Crystal Palace. This is a buffet-style character dining with Eeyore, Tigger, Pooh, and Piglet. I should have brought my grandma here because she loves Winnie the Pooh. So if your kids are big Winnie the Pooh fans, this is super, super, super cute dining to do. And it's a pretty, I would say, now correct me if I'm wrong, it's like an easier thing to snag for a character.
That's a character meal that dining. Usually is open.
Yes. So they also do serve lunch and dinner. There's nothing that you can't find here. I haven't been there yet for breakfast, but I want to go there because they have the Mickey churro waffles. I love churros and I love waffles and anything Mickey shaped. So I heard they're delicious and I really need to
This
try
is a
that.
place where a lot of people will snag an early breakfast because they'll open real early for character breakfast. And so people will snag an early breakfast and get in before park opens. So they'll be able, like, they're allowed to get into the park before park open, even before early park open. So say they have like a 7:45 and early entry, people aren't even getting until 8:30. So you get to walk the streets, like empty streets of Main Street to get to Crystal Palace. And it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to do that. I like the sound of that. But this one is just one table credit, service credit. So that's good to know. And like I said, this is a pretty easy one to snag for a character dining breakfast. So definitely recommend. So Jillian's going to take us into our last
All
couple ones.
right. So our last two, we're kind of looping them together. So the Diamond Horseshoe and Liberty Tree Tavern, they are next door to one another, basically right there in Liberty Square. So Liberty Tree Tavern is right there in Liberty Square. And then a little bit past it, a couple doors down, you have Diamond Horseshoe right on the cusp of Frontierland. And like, so Diamond Horseshoe, again, right there on the cusp of Frontierland. Some people will classify it as Frontierland. Some people will classify it that it's Liberty Square. It's all you can eat, Old West themed music hall, serves classic American food, casual family style. Come hungry because you will leave stuffed. Same thing with Liberty Tree Tavern. It has three dining rooms. It's again pretty, both of these are pretty easy to snag reservations for. Liberty Tree Tavern, I think, fills up faster than Diamond Horseshoe. Do you guys agree?
I feel like I always see them. Like, I always see reservations for
You see
them.
pretty open. So, okay. So here's the thing. I was scouring through their menus, and you guys, they are the exact same menu. The only difference is that they name them differently, right? To stay with the theme. So for example, so the main thing that they're both known for is their Thanksgiving style-esque feast. So you have roasted turkey, pot roast, oven roasted pork, mashed potatoes, veggies, herb stuffing. I call it stuffing. Do you guys call it dressing?
Nothing.
Stuffing. Okay, I call it stuffing. We're from the north, right? Northeast. And house-made mac and cheese with gravy, right? Served with the salad, served with ooey gooey toffee cake, which sounds actually fantastic right now. So, Liberty Tree Tavern, that's called the Patriots Platter. The Diamond Horseshoe, it's called the Saloon Feast. Same menu,
Weird.
exact same menu. It's just called something different. Same thing. We got the Diamond Horseshoe salad, or we got the Declaration salad to go with the whole Liberty Tree Tavern, Hall of Presidents type theming, right?
This is
They
the
do
place
have,
that's going to put you into like a food coma, it
yeah.
sounds.
When I was there
Oh
for
my gosh.
Christmas, we did eat
That's
there for
perfect.
like Christmas Day dinner. Typical Americans, right? We wanted some of that hearty American food. So I will say what's good about it is it has plant-based options, and we should say this kind of in a nutshell for all of Disney dining, they have been offering more plant-based options. I feel every time I go, there's more options. And so again, with a lot of these, again, I can't, how many times am I going to say again? A lot of these family style meals, they will have options for plant-based diets, as well as allergy friendly. And I made a little public service announcement here. If you have an allergy or even a food preference, you tell your travel agent and we will make note on your reservations. And then if there's a little note on your reservation when you check in at the restaurant, they will see that you have an allergy. They will stamp your ticket that you have an allergy. And this is for you, for a child. Disney's fantastic with any dietary restrictions. So keep that in mind. And I don't know if I mentioned at the Liberty Tree and Diamond Horseshoe, they do have beer, wine, and specialty cocktails, which is unique because Magic Kingdom used to not really serve alcohol for a long time. All right, guys, that's it. We covered it. Do you got a quote for us today, Lauren?
What could be more important than a little something to eat? Winnie the Pooh. And I don't know if I did that last week or not, but
who cares?
You did it. You did Ratatouille, I think, last week.
Right? Okay. Oh, you guys, we have a plethora of affiliate codes here to save you some money. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Spill in the Teacups. Listen to us wherever you have podcasts. Share our podcast. Help grow our community. And I will have a handful of our codes down in the show notes below. And we are going to be posting them up on social media here shortly to help save you some money on fun Disney merch and candles and scents. So thank you for listening.
A lot of good stuff. Have a good night.
Night. Okay. As three authorized Disney vacation planners, we pride ourselves on taking our knowledge and love for Disney by turning your dream vacation into reality. When you book your Disney vacation with us, we take the stress away with our complimentary vacation planning services. Yes, there are no additional costs when booking your vacation through us. From helping with dining and park reservations, custom itinerary planning, and all the tips and tricks you never knew you needed. We are your personal FAQ section for all things Disney. Our goal is to have every husband, wife, or partner saying yes to another Disney vacation before you even leave the first one. Consider us your personal genies as we transform everyone into one Disney addict at a time. Thank you for listening to the Spill in the Teacups podcast.